This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, got much to cover today. Got many I told you so's here again, behind and after the fact. Here we are facing the very issues that we have been talking about for a long time here that have been in face of the American people, in the face of the American people. And again, here we are without excuse as to what the issues are. I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple moments, but I want to talk about this during the show today. Sometime back, Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, and he was the associate with Martin Luther King Jr. As a matter of fact, he was the one that was on the front lines with him continuously during the civil rights marches, as the label was given by the media. So you do understand that Martin Luther King was a preacher, not a civil rights leader. He never called himself that. He called himself a preacher, a Baptist preacher. But in saying that, we had the honor of spending about 3 hours with Andrew Young. And interestingly enough, he had said to us, he said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that that cross is not something that you hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil. And that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you will inevitably face a spiritual death." We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here, because it talks about a Christianity that actually practiced what it preached. Didn't talk about it, didn't look at Jesus hanging on the cross. He understood, and they understood, and real Christians understand when Jesus said after the crucifixion, as he showed the apostles his hands and his feet, he said unto his apostles and his disciples, he said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." We're going to be talking about that again in just a couple moments. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes after the first segment here, you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And if you have never been over here before to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you can jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another, along with Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, as well as my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains aren't in someone else's head. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, folks, because I need to highlight some audio during the second segment, so during the third and the fourth I can get to what I want to talk about real quick. But again, just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America. WikiLeaks, listen carefully, WikiLeaks founder speaks out on DNC, Democratic National Convention email hack, blaming Russia, said he, is a diversion being pushed embraced by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Folks, keep in mind it's the same thing Barack Hussein Obama did. Have you not seen the video and the audio of Barack Hussein Obama talking about how he would lift sanctions concerning nuclear arms off the Russians during his second term? So he already knew, he already got the nod that he was going to be the president again for a second term. And America, you have to ask yourself the question, how is that? How is that he had the foreknowledge that he was going to be the president the second term? Well, it's something that I've been sharing with you for a long time. It was Theodore Roosevelt that said, presidents are selected, not elected. Again, they're selected, not elected. Folks, the whole voting scheme is just to pacify the American people. That's all it comes down to. We've talked about voter fraud. We've talked about what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting of the votes. So, folks, you're being played by the dupes. You are being played the dupes of ill-designing men, and it's been happening for a long time in this country, and you need to wake up to what's going on here because we need to confront the evils in which are in front of us, because if we do not do it, we're going to go in for another roll, friends, and we don't know if we're going to make it out of the next one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, WikiLeaks founder speaks out on DNC. Email hack blaming Russia. Folks, it's just the game. They're all in it together. We know that Hillary Clinton, again, the criminal herself, the devil herself, friends, along with Barack Hussein Obama having all foreknowledge, folks. You do need to understand that Chinese are doing deals illegally while Harry Reid is committing the act of treason with them concerning the ranchers, along with Hillary Clinton again. And I'm telling you this on purpose because I want you to understand, and I want to keep this in front of your faces, that they are committing the act of treason on a daily basis. And do remember Hillary Clinton selling uranium ore to the Russians. That's a part of what's going on here, and that money is going into her foundation, the Clinton Foundation, to fund illegally her criminal campaign to attempt to legitimize her presidential run here, folks. Again, Sons of Liberty. Media.com. Trump claims Hillary's VP pick is bought and owned by the banks. No surprise here, folks, but again, be careful of WWF because they are leading by opposition and they're playing off of both of them, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com. How much Kool-Aid does it take the Democrat supporters before they finally figure out what's going on? Well, let me say this. How much Kool-Aid does it take for the Republican supporters? That's the real question here, because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, Turkish President Erdogan gains complete control of military and media. You see that happening here in the United States of America a long time ago. So, again, why do they have your eye off the ball looking over at Erdogan, acting as if the American government hasn't done this already? So again, folks, they want you to believe it's happening over there, but it's not really happening here, when in the fact of the matter is, folks, it's already happened here, and it is happening here. You want to talk about a self-created coup? That's exactly what we're dealing with today. Again, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Republican congressman and his wife caught in a scandal. Folks, some politicians are real smooth. I can see why people just don't understand, you know, when it comes to, you know, them being accused of a crime, because it's like, whoa, I would have never taken that guy or taken that woman for being a criminal. Well, the fact of the matter, again, is that we got to go back to what Jesus said, is to judge them by their fruit. But this guy, I'm telling you what, Rep. Mike Rogers and his wife, he's so bad, folks, it's almost laughable. It really is. It's almost laughable as to what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. But again, here, folks, another one busted. Another one busted in America. What are you doing about it? See, because you need to understand that soft judges create lawless politicians, America. Soft judges, America, you are the judge because you are the law. Create hardened politicians. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yesterday we talked about undercover video. Hillary Clinton delegate explains her deceptive propaganda to ban your guns. They know they're lying, folks. They know that you're going to buy it.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Every citizen of a republic, which you are, America, must watch for the state as if its liberties depended upon his vigilance alone, your vigilance alone. Let me say it again. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, who called himself a Christocrat, said every citizen of a republic, that's what we are, America, Article 4, Section 4, the United States Constitution, must watch for the state as if its liberties depended upon his vigilance alone. So it comes to personal responsibility here, friends. It really does. We were just talking about some of the things that were on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, here we have another one. Here's another one of those I told you so's. I told you 1,000 times, America, that, and the 53 countries, Hillary Clinton does not have the support of the American people. It's all bought and paid for. The narrative is set to make her out to be something she is not. That is a Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Folks, they're criminals. This is a crime syndicate. I don't know how many different ways I need to say it, but here again, just to prove the point, here's the crowd in response to Wasserman Schultz in Philadelphia. Listen carefully. This is how much support the DNC is giving Hillary Clinton. Listen carefully. Just they're being loved on.
Everybody, let's hear from our speakers. We have other speakers.
Here she comes.
Thank you all so much.
She's getting booed. She's getting booed off the stage in Philadelphia, folks. This goes on for quite some time. She was being booed off the stage in Philadelphia, friends, by her own party. If you fall for the party spirit, which we were warned by George Washington to beware of, You know how MSNBC reported it? Wasserman Schultz receives cheers at Florida delegation breakfast. Was that a cheer? No, folks. If you're watching the video, you can clearly see that she's being booed off stage. But again, listen carefully. The narrative was through MSNBC, whose ratings are lower than a snake's belly, folks. They can't get any worse. Wasserman Schultz receives cheers at Florida delegation breakfast. They're telling you that she's being cheered when in fact she's actually being booed off the stage. When are they going to get it right? Folks, have you not come to the knowledge that they don't want to get it right? Do you have not come to the knowledge that these are the people that put darkness for light and light for darkness and evil for good and good for evil? Well, my goodness, I hope so. Now, here's another one. I think you're really going to get the point here. But this is Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, which, by the way, they knew all the way, all along, folks, that exactly what they're doing right now is exactly what they were paid to do. Nobody took Bernie Sanders seriously, except I'll tell you who took him serious was college students, because they're being raised as good little communists. And in droves, they went after Bernie Sanders, folks. Yes, it's not a joke. I'm being serious. But I want you to listen to this. When Bernie Sanders, this is just amazing. I can't believe this. This can't be so. Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton? I want you to listen to the response of the young people just to show you all of the favorable support coming from the young people for Hillary Clinton and her endorsement coming from Bernie Sanders himself. Listen carefully.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump. And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Really? They're booing Bernie. Now listen to what the communist does. Now does it sound like Hillary's Clinton has all that favorable support that Bernie wants you to believe and the state-controlled narrative wants you to believe and Hillary Clinton's campaign wants you to believe? Listen carefully.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters. Here's some more shouting and shooting, friends, because that's all they know how to do.
This is the real world that we live in. Trump is a bully and a demagogue.
Is it working for him, friends?
Trump has made bigotry and hatred.
Same talking points. Cycle
campaign.
After cycle. After cycle. After cycle. Shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. Because they have nothing left. They have nothing to say. They do not have the law on their side. They do not have the facts on their side. They do not have the truth on their side. So what they do is they name call. They browbeat dissenters, friends. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do. But again, I just wanted to set the record straight, folks, that these people, regardless of how the narrative is set, they don't have the support. They don't even have the support from their own. We've seen Wasserman Schultz getting booed off stage by her own delegates in Florida. MSNBC comes along and says she was being cheered when in fact the opposite is true. But all of those people out there, all the good conservatives out there, they just take for what MSNBC has to say rather than what their eyes show them and what their ears tell them. It's as if Jesus is saying once again, you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. See, America, you for the most part hold the truth and unrighteousness. You say one thing, but you allow the opposite and you do the opposite by what you tolerate. Right? Bradley, why are you always beating up on the sheep? Wait a second. The sheep follow the Christ. And they understand real love. And they understand when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Maybe they're not sheep. Maybe they're goats. And maybe that's why they're so angry with the message that comes out of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com on a 6-day-a-week basis. Maybe you're not the sheep. Because we know, like Peter knew, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. Folks, he's the one, Jesus is. I come to tell the truth, right? He is the one that brought forth light to men, but men rejected the light because they loved darkness rather than the light. John 3:18. It doesn't get any more plainer as to what's going on in your country today, friends. Bernie Sanders gets booed by his little worshiping minions when he says we have to endorse Hillary Clinton. Wait a second. I thought Bernie Sanders couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. When are you going to get folks into your heads that it's all a game, it's all a show, and everything they do is based off a lie, and it's not just the left side of the aisle concerning the DNC. The RNC is just as bad. It really is. And I hope this rubs you the wrong way, because sooner or later you're going to understand that you're the one that's being played the dupes of ill-designing men. You're the one and the ones that are being laughed at because of what you continuously get involved with. I mean, sooner or later you're going to have to regurgitate that Kool-Aid, America. When does that happen? When you have nothing left, I bet that's when the American people are going to wake up. When they can't go to the football game anymore, when they can't watch television anymore, when they're told to do this, that, and the other thing, and when they're told what they can't do and they want to do it, that's when they're going to understand. Or when they're in a camp, then they're going to understand that I was talking to you. And you better bet your bottom dollar in any country where this happens, these are the things that are told to the people. Either, folks, get it right or you're in a lot of trouble. Well, I want to say it this way, America, you're already in a lot of trouble, but you better get it right. Well, you still have the time to get it right because it's not a game. But they feel within themselves that you, as the dupes of their ill designs, folks, are as if you're a chess piece that they can just move wherever they will at will. And they do it. And don't you see that they continuously put these little barriers up and these walls up to keep getting you to go down just like a bunch of cattle to go into the slaughterhouse? And this is what happens time and time and time again. And no matter what I play, no matter what I tell you, and then it comes to pass, the American people will still say, oh, you know, what does that have to do with us? It has everything in the world to do with you. And as I shared with you yesterday, every step of the way, the American people, there is no way, there's not a single individual in this country that can deny that the Clintons are criminals. Nobody in this country can deny what I just said, because everybody knows it, and they keep pushing it down your throat. They keep casting it down your throat. They keep saying, accept it, because there's nothing you can do about it. Folks, yes, there is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-296-7032 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group, and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-296-7032. 800-296-7032.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm telling you what, folks. Boy, are we in it. You know, most people look at this as just, man, devastating. This is just absolutely devastating what's happening in the United States of America. Just devastating. See, folks, where you see peril, where you see danger, I see opportunity. And I wonder at times when I think about stuff like that, if that's not, you know, the Spirit of Christ. Because when we're born of the Spirit of Christ, I know that we, through Scripture, we're overcoming at every step. No matter how hard the cross is being worked through each and every one of us. But it seems that we overcome. We're made more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And why is that? Because as he is, so are we in this world. And we love his appearing. And we understand that what overcomes this world is our faith. And who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Again, his name is Jesus Christ. And as long as we have our eyes fixed on him, we overcome. But if we have our eyes on the world, we succumb. If you go to Psalms 78, 1 through 8, it says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law," which was never obligated. And where people get messed up is ceremonial law in parallel to moral law. That's where they get messed up. Jesus never obligated the moral law. "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." What did he do? "He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, when he commanded our fathers that they might make known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God, which means, by the way, fixed in direction. Fixed in direction. You know, and furthermore, what it tells us, folks, right after that, which would be verse 9, it tells us that they turned in the day of battle. Now, why would they turn in the day of battle? I mean, they were completely armed every step of the way, but they turned in the battle. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Why? Because they did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown unto them. And I think about this because this is the peril that we are having in this country. And you know, friends, that have listened to the show time and time again, that you do understand that 78% of Americans profess their Christianity. 78%. And we just highlighted what was going on at the RNC last week, where they had someone come up and give an invocation by a foreign religion, which is not God, sick, and then they had a guy get up there and praise Muhammad. Give another invocation. That was the RNC. So away with the RNC and the DNC. Let's just talk to each other here, okay? But folks, going to America and its lack of Christianity, and I've said this so many times, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ Himself. And keep in mind, it was this Jesus that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way in Matthew 7. He was exposing the false prophets that were telling you it's easy, it's wide, and it's broad. He said, there's few there be that find it. Few. And when I think about what's going on in this country, day after day after day after day, I got to tell you, I completely understand what Jeremiah felt like when he was looking for one faithful man. Because they are hard to find, friends. As a matter of fact, I can say this. I know of three in the United States of America that are the real deal. And I got to say with one of the three that I don't agree with everything he does. And one of them's passed away, and one of them's still walking the planet with us today. And when I look at the lack thereof, do you understand the church is impotent? Do you understand that the church has been neutered? Do you understand that the church in America is lame? Do you understand that the church in America is not the church of Jesus Christ any longer? They have failed to be the light. They have failed to be the city set on a hill. The light on top of that hill, friends. They have failed every step of the way. And when I look in scriptures, folks, I got to tell you this too. I see a whole lot of threatening coming from Jesus Christ. And I think about all those, you know, those go along to get along, profess Luke, warm, nominal Christians. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. They're the worst of men, let me tell you, firsthand experience. It reminds me of in John 6 when he said, does this offend you? After he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any inheritance with me or partaking with me. And they said that this was a hard saying, and many walked away. See, there's so many people that come to Jesus, and yet it's Bar Jesus, it's not the Jesus of the Bible, because they've been misled by a modern day false prophet. Or a false teacher, or a false pastor. And then we sit back and we wonder why we're neutered today. Here, let me give you an analogy really quick, because I was thinking about this. In Matthew 25, 14 through 33, it says, for the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants, this being God, through Jesus to us, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made their other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received the 2, he also gained another 2. Read John 15 when you get a moment as well. But he had received 1, went and digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants, well, he comes and he reckoned with them. And so he that had received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 more talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many, many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He that also had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Read Hebrews 12 when you get a moment. The joy of the Lord is bearing the cross. It's not without the cross. Verse 24, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I strawed not. The Lord said, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him that did nothing with it, and give it unto him which hath the 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and him shall have abundance. But from him that shall not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And then he said, this is where the modern day church, they will never go this far. Listen to what he said. This was the response from the Lord to disobedient people. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the consequence of unrepented sin before God. Read Luke 12:4. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered unto all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand. You know, and what I was talking about, folks, just a couple moments ago is the fact that when I look in Scripture, I see how hard the Lord was with people. Except them that were completely broken and contrite. Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17. I totally understood that. And it wasn't a repentance towards man or the world, which worketh death. It was a repentance towards God that brought forth fruit in the birthing of the Holy Ghost within that man or in that woman. And I continuously see through Scripture where Jesus constantly brought the answers to the world. And we're not seeing that anymore in this country. And I constantly see them that call themselves to be the upright, I don't care if it's the patriot or the professed Christian or if it's the counterfeit conservative and the counterfeit Christian. They talk about how good they are, but the Lord judges them by their fruit, John 15. And we're to bear much fruit that our Father may be glorified. And yet I can't find that fruit, that spiritual fruit. And I'm not, folks, I'm not taking a brush with the wide stroke and just saying, hey, folks, this applies to everybody. I want to tell you, it applies to most in this country, easy, hands down. And it's those people the most that think they're okay. You're the ones that I'm talking about more than anybody. Because the problem is you think you can see when in fact you can't. It's those that can't see that are actually saved. And those are the ones that can actually see. Because the Christ, by the Holy Ghost, gives them eyes to see and ears to hear. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about repentance, and I was talking about the fruit thereof. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 7:10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance till salvation, liberation from bondage." Because we're commanded, church, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Okay, gotcha. And then it tells us, "For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, because you repented before God," Acts 20, verse 21. "What carefulness it wrought in you." Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Yeah, what fear. Yeah, what vehement desire. And yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. And all these things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. You know, the problem is most people don't, this is foreign to them. You know, there's two voices going on. Folks, I have conversations all the time where there's two different languages going on. And real Christians understand exactly what I just said. There's two different voices saying, they're talking at the same time, and people are, I can say one thing in the way that they're taking, "Hey folks, when I'm loving on you according to scripture, a carnal reprobate looks at me as if I'm hating him." Remember King David said in Psalm 109, "I was hated for my love." Remember Jesus said in John 15, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Folks, what's interesting is when you look at scripture, it is all given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. But for some reason, people want to be pet in the direction that their lives go. And I want to tell you why that is. Because they don't. bear their cross. They've never repented for their sin. That's why they're always prone to go right back as to where they came from. It tells us in Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, this is Jesus to every one of us, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Listen to what he said right after that. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And then he said, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And then he said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then he starts talking about those that are ashamed of me, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Folks, I'm not ashamed of the Christ. That's like you going to Arlington Cemetery and say that you're ashamed in the natural of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have today in the natural. No. I'm not even close to being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet, folks, I just gave you a parable after parable for the time allotted concerning those that had the talents. And folks, you know, the Bible tells us that we're not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. We're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. Where are those that have believed the report of the Lord? I have not yet found them. I'm talking about overall. I can't find them. They're AWOL. Because they're fraternizing with the spirit of the world. Because they're a part of the world. They've never left the world. And they're still in the world. I mean, crazy stuff going on in this country. You know, back in the 50s, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, and you can still catch it on some radio shows today, where it's Christian radio. Back in the 50s, folks, that's all that was on for the most part. Christian radio. And if you got news, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be too long before you heard the Christian message again. And if it wasn't the message that you were getting, it was Christian music that was being played back in the 50s, I'm told. We hear none of Christ in this country anymore. Why? Because we're dealing with a bunch of workers of iniquity, a bunch of goats that call themselves, folks, let's call it again for what it is. They call themselves sheep when in fact they're not the sheep. They don't even look like the sheep. They definitely don't act like the sheep. They may smell like the sheep, but it doesn't mean that they are the sheep. And furthermore, I want to let everybody know this before the end of the show today. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:11, if you're a Christian, it tells us, Ephesians 4:11 through 12, and he gave some apostles, that was the first thing he said, and some prophets, that's the second thing he said, which lines up with 1 Corinthians 12:28. First he gave apostles, then prophets, then teachers, then so on and so forth, right? Well, it tells us in Ephesians 4:11 and 12, he gave some apostles, some prophets. Guess who's not allowed in the church today, folks? And I'm talking about the American version of the church today. The apostles and the prophets. They say that's a thing of the past. Really? Who changed? It wasn't the Lord. It was you. And you wonder why the pastors are leaving the church and you're losing the game, game after game after game after game, because it's not the pastor's position, folks. As a matter of fact, pastors only brought up one time in the New Testament, and I'm about to read it off to you right now. He gave apostles and prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Here's the kicker right here, right? Right? And I know a lot of you out there, you just hate this word. But I'll tell you what, ministry spells W-O-R-K, and I love W-O-R-K. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Guess what's missing in the body of Christ? The work. Because the church in America has convinced themselves that they don't have to do the works. When Paul said in James 2 that we show the world our faith by our works, and I want to tell you 1 John 3:18 is deeds, not words, we're showing you our love by what we do. There is a lack of love because the love of many wax, waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness. And you see today in America, the church is going along to get along. They're the ones responsible for everything, literally, that is immoral in this country. Today, it's going to fall back on the church, and it will soon enough. And you're already beginning to see this in this country by a small, small portion of the population. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, I want to bring you over to 2 Timothy 4, 5, and this is how I want to leave you. And I want to listen to you. I want you to listen to me carefully. Because this applies to everybody that claims they're a Christian. This applies to everybody. This reminds me of when the Lord told them to go to the highways and the byways and basically grab those people that will come to the supper. And together, they all began with one consent to make excuses as to why they wouldn't come. That's what this reminds me of. Do you realize that everybody that calls themselves a Christian, every single person is called to make full proof of their ministry, and that they are all, every single one of you, you are called to do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy 4, 5. How is it that we've become so compartmentalized that we can talk one language inside of a building, leave the building, and then speak as the world after we walk outside of the church? I mean, you have taken on communism in the lines between church and state, which is in Article 52 of the USSR's Constitution to America. And yet this is taking place in front of your faces on a daily basis. You see the Lord in everything, even on your money. And I'm not going to go through that whole thing today. But the fact of the matter is, America, we're all called to do the work. I love it. We're all responsible to do the same thing. Not just Bradley Dean. Nope. Well, Bradley, that's your call. Oh, really? And it's your call, too. I don't care if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, or a pastor. We're all to do the work of an evangelist. That means every single one of us. It's interesting how everybody loves this ministry. No, they really do. Until they're asked upon to show how much they really love the ministry. And I'm talking about the Lord of the ministry. To help along in the things that we have going on continuously. It reminds me of when, years ago when I first got saved, I caught wind of this about, 400 people in this church, man. They just loved Bradley Dean, man. And man, I was the trophy and the pastor loved me and everybody there, they just loved me. A majority of them were older folks. And what was interesting about it is I needed someone to help me move a couple couches and a bed, and all of a sudden I found out all those people, namely 400 of them, loved me so much that not one of them could help because they had to go home and watch the football game. But you know what? The youth group was right there to help it. They were right there to demonstrate their love. But it's interesting to me, and this is why I'm on this message today. Everybody's right there until they have to do the work of an evangelist, until they have to bear their cross. And yet they, you, need to understand that you will give an account for everything that you have left off in your life. And I know that you try to outweigh what you do by what you leave undone. I want to tell you what, you have a breach of a spirit right there, and it's not the Holy Ghost. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org, The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.